Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
Turnips have kind of a bad reputation. They're one of the stepsisters of the vegetable family.
So we're going to sweeten them up today with pears and maple syrup. But first, it's maple syrup season here in southern Indiana. Chef Orr took a trip to the National Maple Syrup Festival held at Burton's Maplewood Farm in Medora, Indiana. He chatted with Tim Burton, the farm owner, and Sabrina Burton, his daughter-in-law. This family business has a passion for preserving and promoting what they call one of our nation's natural renewable treasures, maple syrup.
The first thing we always look for is the diameter of the tree. We won't tap any tree that's less than 14 inches in diameter. For every 4 inches above and beyond that, so if we go to an 18-inch diameter tree, we'll put two taps into that tree, and then so on and so forth. So, and we also take a look at the health of the tree. If it has a nice full canopy, we know that that's a real healthy tree. If it doesn't have any kind of scarring on the tree at all or anything like that, we'll choose that tree.
Mother Nature dictates all of sugaring season. And so here in southern Indiana, we tap mid to late January. The season goes until about mid-March. We know to tap the trees when the days are getting up in the 40-degree range, but we want the nights to be cooler because the trees, when they expand and contract during those freezing periods, that's what sends the sap up and down the tree.
Each tap, we usually average about 10 gallons per year, each tap. So if one tree has three taps, we'll yield 30 gallons of sap out of one tree, yeah. And then that's one of the reasons that pure natural syrup is so expensive is because it is a long process to get from the sap to the table.
Earlier syrup in the season is generally lighter in color or graded. It's a higher grade. And then later in the season, we have a darker syrup. For cooking, a lot of chefs like the grade B better just because it has a stronger flavor, a more robust flavor in a finished dish. And the lighter syrup, or the grade A, is ideal for desserts and I like it on my ice cream. And let's go ahead and try the grade A first. So here's the...
So I just had the grade A, and it's surprisingly perfumey. It just kind of, you know, I think a lot of taste comes from the aroma, and when that warms up in your mouth, and it's almost an explosion of flavor. Now I'm going to try the grade B, and the grade B has, it's more of a molasses kind of flavor, a touch of, just a little touch of bitterness, which I like.
A little earthier, a lot of people say.
Very, very different. I was surprised about how big of a difference there is between the grade A and grade B.
Pure maple syrup is just that. It's pure maple syrup. When the sap comes out of the tree, it's only at approximately 2% sugar content. When we cook it off and we condense it, we're taking it all the way up to about 58 to 60% sugar. And so there's no additives, there's no preservatives. It's pure. It's what we call nature's candy.
I would suggest that everybody take a chance if they can to go out and see maple being reduced and smell those smells. And it's just like the best perfume or cologne you could ever wear.
You can hear more interesting interviews and stories if you become a fan of us on Facebook, and follow our Twitter feed all week long for foodie news and notes. Just look for Earth Eats. Turnips, like other root vegetables, aren't necessarily the most intuitive foods to cook with, but don't be afraid to experiment with them. They're tasty prepared any number of ways.
Well, turnips are great to just simply boil. You can boil them and mash them with butter. Again, I like to add a little bit of sweetness to them, like a honey or a molasses, to cut that kind of sulfur flavor that a lot of people don't like. You can grate the turnips and make turnip and potato pancakes. They come out much moister. They're less starchy. You can make turnip soups. You can use them in chicken soup. You know, toss them in where you'd use carrots. In France, they have what they call a navarin, and, usually made with lamb, spring lamb with baby turnips, which is really nice. So, yeah, they're great in those kind of, you know, stick-to-the-bone stews and meals like that. In Scotland and Ireland, they took both turnips and rutabagas, and that's what the original jack-o'-lanterns were made out of. And in Ithaca, New York, at the last market in the winter, they have a curling contest using the rutabagas, so that's kind of fun. So since we're in the kind of the Olympic season right now, You know, just think of curling with rutabagas.
Rutabagas are another root vegetable, and we'll be pairing those with potatoes in our recipe next week in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Ah, but I digress. Back to the kitchen for our turnip recipe.
All right, so...
So these turnips, they're pretty. They've got a little purple to them.
Purple tops and white bottoms. And we're going to leave the skin on them. I'm just going to cut the tops and bottoms off of them and then cut them into kind of bite-sized pieces.
I'm trying to think what other food I eat that's purple naturally.
Yeah, there's not many.
You think
of blue foods, you can have blueberries, but this is a true purple haze color. All right, so we've got three turnips, and this will feed about six people, this recipe. So I'm going to put a little bit of apple juice in the pan. You could use apple cider. And what that's going to do is give you a little bit of sweetness.
As the radio kids retreat.
Okay, and we're going to add a couple pears to that, about the same size cut. And it's good to use a Basque-style pear, or this is an Anjou pear. You want to use something that's a little firm. You don't want it to be too ripe. If it was too ripe, it's just going to turn to mush in the pan while it cooks. Okay, and we're going to just kind of cook those until they start to get tender. I'm going to go ahead and add my grade A maple syrup, which has a really nice, elegant flavor. Grade B maple syrup will be a little darker, maybe a little bit thicker, and a little more aggressive flavor. What we want to do is to reduce all those liquids down until it forms kind of a glaze that enrobes the pears and the turnips. And then we're going to finish it with a little bit of butter and lemon juice. So that will kind of round it all out. And what you're looking for whenever, we've talked about this before, are kind of those five senses. You want to taste a little sweet, a little bitter, a little salt, a little richness, a little acidity. So when you're asking yourself, what's this dish missing? You know, kind of go through those five flavor profiles, and then you can adjust accordingly. Okay, we'll just put a little bit of chopped herbs on it, and that is our ragu of parsnips and pears with maple syrup and sweet seasoned spices.
The maple syrup adds a subtle sweetness to this dish, really tasty. Print this recipe, check out photos, and let us know how you like the dish, all at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.